Perfect. Just over a week out from the start of the NFL season, but we got some games going down tomorrow in college football. We're going to cover all that. It's a fun show planned. Of course, we randomly have the countdown to kickoff on the Kansas City Chiefs coming up with the big news involving them. So we will talk to Jeff Schwartz. We will have power rankings, our favorite conference plays in college football. Our buddy Paul Charchian will stop by. Kevin Pillar, former major leaguer from Foul Territory, will be here as well. And as we were just talking about college football, how about Heisman bets? We'll have a full segment breaking down the Heisman Trophy Award for this upcoming season. So it's a meaty show, Sam. How are you feeling? Oh, dang. Off to a roaring start with both of us. So there's all that going down today. But obviously, we know what the big story is, I guess. Like, it's in our contract. Do we have to talk about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce everywhere you went yesterday? As soon as I saw the news drop, I'm like, okay, I hope this is fake. And then it just blows up everywhere. And people were talking about it. Everywhere you go, it was unavoidable. I would say that there are some betting things that you can discuss. We will get to those coming up. Sam, are you with us now, audio-wise? No, he's frozen. Oh, man. This is not expected to be the best start as things are off to a... There we go. I hear you now, Sam. You're moving that microphone around in New York.
Did they not want us to connect on a Wednesday morning? I don't understand.
No, it's you. They had your video. They stole your audio. Now you're good. You've got both. Myself, I've got color bars. And since I was trying to waste time and talk there, I'm like, oh, I can't really try to figure this thing out. I was trying to talk to the Donkstar at color bars. Usually the solution is from high above from technical here. They say, restart the computer. I did restart the computer and we're still dealing with the same issue.
That'll fix everything. I've got the microphone plugged in. It's bright and early. I just walked to work in New York City. Paul points at me. I start talking. You start talking. It is what it is, buddy. We're going to do our best the next 3 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So why don't you explain? What are you doing in New York? Is this going to be a regular thing?
Yeah, so we do Bear Bets now once a week out of New York. And okay. I have to take that 4.5-hour train ride from Boston to New York, do the show this morning, do Bear Bets, hop on a show home. So just lovely. You know, there's nothing quite like sitting on a 4.5-hour train when the guy in the row across from you is on a 60-minute sales call, top of his lungs, the whole car can hear him. He's bragging about how much money he has, how many deals he's closed. I got the headphones at max volume. Oh, no. I'm hearing the whole call, dude. Brutal.
Oh, okay. So I'm thinking during the football season, it's a pain in your ass. There's no doubt about that. And I'm frankly a little disappointed that they didn't pony up for a flight. I don't know if you requested a flight, but 4.5-hour train ride both ways every single week sucks.
It is tough.
You will be able
to. You don't want to make that flight. I'll jump in here. You do not want to, like, the time you will spend. I mean, Sam, you're the one doing it. I guess you offer an opinion as well. But, like, for me, I would much rather take the train between the time you're going to take to get to the airport, the plane, all that. I'd much rather take a train.
The one thing about the train is that there's not any delays. Usually the train is on time, leaves on time, arrives on time. 8 of the last 10 flights I've taken have been delayed. And then you're in the airport for an extra hour, 90 minutes. You got to wait for your bags. Look, not a big deal, Joe. You're right, though. Talk to me early October, mid-October, when I'm on 4 more sales calls that I'm not even on. And then we'll discuss my frustrations.
I hate those people. Not only just, I don't know what's worse. It was a double whammy because it's the kind of person you're dealing with. And then just being loud and hearing the entire conversation, and they've got to be, you know, at max level the entire time too, because I'm a sales guy and I've got to sell myself. Oh, I've got a friend who does sales, and once in a while I go to him like, can you just not do sales right now? Like, don't. Can you push that personality somewhere else? Like, you don't need to sell me on any garbage right now. Stop trying to sell me on something. You're not at work right now.
He kept hitting the line. Whoa, but I did my first million. I'm like, oh,
get out of here, dude. Yeah.
The first million guy, the whole call. Oh, my first million hit then. Oh, then I got my second million. Just projecting. So is what it is. I did see the Phillies hit a big home run end of that game against the Mets last night, and Mets fans were losing their minds. That was an exciting one. Mets are up 5-3. It's Bader with a two-run homer late. Obviously, we know how the game ended, but that was a fun game last night between the Phillies and the Mets. And I know we're not going to talk a bunch of baseball because football's here, but that was an exciting game last night. Mets end up squeaking it out 6-5, but that had everything you want in a game with playoff implications on the line. Obviously, the Phillies have a nice lead in that division, but to see the Mets take that lead, Alonso's doing the choke sign, hand to his throat, then the Phillies tie it 5-5. That was an awesome game last night to pay attention to.
Do you like either team in the playoffs?
Not really. I don't trust the pitching.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, not once you got that Wheeler injury. Like, that's brutal. And then it comes post-trade deadline, too. Like, not that you can recover from that, but they're a team that goes for it historically, so they don't really care about the prospects. They look at them, the old Ken Williams line, prospects are suspect. Like, they'll deal them, and they'll play for now, and it might be the last year that Schwarber's there. Like, they'll go in for it, but yeah, no, I have my concerns. I think both leagues. I mean, we'll talk about it with Kevin Pillar, final hour of the show coming up 11 a.m. Eastern. But I just look at both. It's like, you always say this about baseball, but usually there's a team or two that you're scared of. Are you scared of anybody? I'm not there. Like, I could make a case for anybody that's going to be in the playoff picture in either league.
The Dodgers are still terrifying, I think, for any opposing pitching staff to face. And we know that. We look at the odds board, huge favorites to win the NL, substantial favorites to win the World Series. That lineup, 1-7, is terrifying if you're an opposing pitching staff. But even the Dodgers have shown their issues. And for them, it's been health in the rotation. Can their big guy stay healthy? What do you get from Ohtani in the postseason on the bump? Is Glasnow going to stay on the bump? What's up with Blake Snell? You know, offensively, that's a team that could beat anybody on any given day. But the Dodgers pitching staff, to me, is a huge question mark because you have a lot of guys you rely on that have had these bumps and bruises along the way this season. And Glasnow, of course, has the stuff to be an ace. The question is he pitching? Is he healthy in October? So, you know, we say this every year, and if you turn on MLB Network, you listen to Foul Territory, every year I feel like we have the same conversation. Oh, it's never been this wide open. We have that conversation every single season. But I honestly believe it this year in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, and I also know, we know in the back of our minds, okay, yeah, the Dodgers have the talent, but we've seen them go down in flames many times while being the best team in baseball. Like, if you go, okay, if we go run differential, it is, yeah, Milwaukee just killing it. They're far and away number one. Sorry, not scared of Milwaukee. They've been awesome. You give the franchise a ton of credit. Nobody expected them to be here right now. But I think most of us think, yeah, the Brewers are going to lose to somebody. It's just a matter of which team they're going to lose to. But that's the nature of baseball, man.
And then in the American League, you have the Yankees, who are starting to just pound the baseball day after day after day, surrounded by the unproven teams. When we think of Seattle, when we think of Detroit, Toronto, you have three teams that are very talented and very well structured to make playoff runs. But there are also Detroit and Seattle and Toronto. Mm-hmm. And the Yankees just went to the World Series, and when the bats are hot, the Yankees could beat anybody. Last year we get Dodgers-Yankees. I don't know that we get that again, but it wouldn't surprise me. And maybe we are in this day and age where you just have to out-hit the other team. If that's the case, I could line up LA, New York again. But the Yankees are starting to get healthy. They're starting to mash at the plate. And you have those two lineups. I mean, if those two teams are hitting, why can't we have another rematch of last fall?
Oh, yeah, we absolutely could. There's no doubt about that. So we'll talk about that throughout the show as well. We're going heavy football, but we're certainly not just ignoring baseball. Especially once we get to the playoffs, we'll be here betting that, talking about it each and every day here on Bet Sweats. Joe O, Sammy P, you've got the BetMGM Network. We are here weekdays 9 a.m. to noon Eastern time on the network. And make sure you listen on demand. Subscribe to the Bet Sweats podcast. Never miss an episode. Odyssey app. Describe all the segments. If you're behind, busy at work during the day, you can always catch up there as well. College football. We have a handful of games tomorrow. But as far as the lead for us right now, we've got line movement for one of the games tomorrow. We're talking about Boise State, South Florida, very early on, late afternoon game. And this number keeps on crashing. It opened at 9.5. Boise, the road favorite. Sam, I see it as low as 5.5, and that's where we're at Pinnacle right now. Most spots sit in 6, but 5.5 at Pinnacle, one of those sharp books that people like to pay attention to.
When it goes through 7, you have my attention, and it did cross through quite a while ago. But now we're crawling through 6, right? There's a couple domestics that have 5.5. Now, BetMGM sitting 6.5. Which is one of the higher numbers in the market. So if you like the dog, check out the legendary sports book and take the 6.5 because you're at 6 in a lot of books. And as Joe mentioned, 5.5 at Pinnacle, which is a lot of people's North Star. The question for Boise is how do you replace Ashton Jeanty? I don't know that you can, but he made a lot of things easy last year for this team. I mean, he was 65-70% of their offense. So now he's gone. He goes in the top 10. In the NFL draft, how do you replace that production? And I think that's an answer that Boise's going to search for. It's wild, though, because Boise's still favored, and they're substantial favorites to win the Mountain West. The team that was on line 2, UNLV, just struggled with Idaho State. So I think a lot of people coming into the season were looking for teams to just pick off Boise State. UNLV was 6-7-1 to win this conference, supposed to be team number 2. And they can't stop the pass against Idaho State, Dan Mullen's running Rebs. So while I think a lot of people were gunning for Boise State this year, and we can see the market move from 9.5 to 6, 5.5, there's an appetite to bet against, but odds are good Boise stole the cream of the crop in the Mountain West.
Also tomorrow, we have Nebraska-Cincinnati playing at Arrowhead. Oh, Travis Kelce's school playing at Arrowhead tomorrow. This is notable, not the biggest of moves, but when you're in one of the key number spots, we're going to talk about it. BetMGM has gone to 7. There are a lot of books that are sitting 6.5, but a few 7s popping up here, so support for Nebraska.
I love when they open these lines just shy of 3, of 7, 14, 21. When they open 2.5, 6.5, 13.5, 20.5. That's natural built-in respect for the dog. And I lean, just because I see the way the game opened and the way it's posted at a lot of places, I lean to the dog. I do lean to Cincy. Nebraska is also a very trendy team because maybe you've heard the quarterback thinks he's Patrick Mahomes. He dresses like him. He wears the glasses like him. The haircut is similar. Every Nebraska game, you're going to hear about Raiola Mahomes and that obvious connection. We'll see. Nebraska's good. I don't know that Nebraska is 7 points better on the road than Cincinnati.
And Texas, Ohio State, obviously the big game of the week. Get things started on Saturday. This thing is ranging from 1 to 2.5, man. I think that's wild. Like, you see Circa at 1. You see Pinnacle at 2.5. BetMGM's right in the middle there at 1.5.
I can't wait for Michael Felder to be right. He called for offense.
Over.
I side with him. I think he's dead on.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you lit up once he said that, and you were a little surprised because everybody else is saying quite the opposite. Countdown to kickoff continues. Kansas City Chiefs preview next here on the BetMGM Network.